Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." That's Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 30. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus asked the rich young ruler to leave everything and follow him, but the young man decided to leave Jesus and go back to his stuff. The incident did not go unnoticed by Peter. He had left a thriving fishing business to follow Jesus, and maybe, just for a moment, the thought of going back to the old life looked pretty inviting. So he spoke up, "Hey, Jesus, what about us? We've left everything to follow you." Well, Jesus assured Peter that his sacrifice would be rewarded. "For now, all the sacrifices of family would be multiplied with all the blessings of Christ's body, the church. In the future, there would be eternal life. And along the way, there would also be some persecution." Jesus' point to Peter was clear. All sacrifice would be rewarded now and in the age to come. Years ago, I heard a story about a missionary who returned from years overseas. He had sacrificed much to serve. And as the ship pulled into the harbor, he saw a great crowd. A band was playing, balloons filled the air. And for a brief moment, the missionary thought the celebration might be for him, but he soon learned that the crowd had gathered for a wealthy celebrity. "That's about right," he thought. "I've sacrificed everything for Christ, and there's no one to greet me. The self-serving celebrity goes on one trip and returns to all this." As discouragement was seeking into his heart, he heard God's still, small voice whisper, "Cheer up, man. You're not home yet." Father, remind me often that the sacrifices and sufferings of the present do not compare to the glory I will know and experience forever when I am finally home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us on the journey. If you have any prayer requests, man, we'd love to pray for you. You can send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.